I welcome myself. And how many people are here?
All of us.
All of us? Okay. As many as we need, okay? I think just one. If you don't see one, then you have an eye problem.
I.
How many are we?
One.
I'm very happy to be here to share with you. I'm not going to tell you anything new. So if you come here to learn something new, I think you'll be disappointed. But I'm going to share with you my own spiritual journey, my own experiences, to make you begin to see the newness in everything. You see the sun. It's new. Every day, every moment, you see your husband, your child, as if to say you're seeing him the first time. Joy. So the topic of today is
music.
Be the change. I would prefer that you don't write anything. Because you're going to remember what you have to remember. The rest you don't remember, it's not important. Because you always remember what comes from your heart. If you write it down, it's coming from your head. I start with a little story. There was a man that was very sick, and he has gone so many places looking for a cure. And it was to no success. Then finally he heard about this magnificent physician who uses color to heal people, no matter what kind of illness that is. He has never had a failure. So he was very happy to go to this man. So after the man had diagnosed his ailment, he said, "Your problem is a small problem. You just need to see green." Green, yeah? Green, can you stand up? That's beautiful, darling. You just need to concentrate on green. This man was very happy. He went home, and he was quite a wealthy man. First of all, he changed all his clothing to green. Then he reconstructed his house and painted everything green. Then he went to the streets and painted all the trees, all the cars. Everything was green because he was the king of the village. So one day, this physician was coming, passing through that village. And he was surprised. Why is everything green? Why? Then he went to that man and said, "Why is everything green?" And he said to him, "You told me to see green. And to make sure that I'm seeing green, I have painted everything green." And the man said, "You're such a foolish man. Why waste all this money? You could have just bought a spectacle. What do you call it? Glass. Can I lend yours, please? Thank you. What color is this one?" "Spectacle, okay." "It's not green. But you could have just bought one that is green. Green lens. And put it on your eyes. And then you do what? You see green everywhere. And that will not cost you anything." I'm going to borrow it later on, okay? And that's what we do. We want to change everyone. Change yourself. And then everyone will be changed. Change how you see your vision. Because everything is beautiful. I tell you, I guarantee you 100%. Everything is And you know the good news? You are that beauty. You are. I know the bad news. You are looking for it. And I was surprised when I came. I saw Chira gave me a big surprise. Eh? I just saw this. Come on, darling. I used to do this when I give talks. What's written there? You are looking for your eyes. Have you tried that? Have you? You say, you are looking for your eyes. Whenever you look, you are looking for your eyes. Because you are that which you are looking for. I want to borrow your glasses now. Thank you. I do this with kids and they have really good fun. I'm not looking into it, yeah? I'm looking for my glasses. What am I looking for? What am I looking for? Have you got my glasses?
No, I have my glasses.
Okay. Have you got mine? Did you see my glasses? Did you? Eh? And children have real fun. Where is my glasses? It's with me. Thank you, darling. You're looking for yourself. Because this self is complete. It's fullness. And that is what you are. And watch it. You are not going to do anything to become what you are. Like you have to do some meditations. I am meditating to see my glasses. Your glasses is on your eyes, yeah? It's the most crazy thing that we do. All that is required is for you to know it. Know that you are a child of divinity. You are a child. You are indescribable. Hey, turn to your brother or your sister, say, hey, are you still looking for your eyes? Are you still looking for your eyes? So, we've come to do what? Experience. So important. That's why I said, don't write. You've come to experience yourself. Sometimes people tell me, he broke my heart. I say, very good. Very good. Because if there's no crack in that heart, the light, the effulgence, the bliss, the joy that is stuck in that heart cannot burst out. It needs a crack. And somebody has to crack it. So your enemy is your best friend. Experience. That's what we've come today. To light that, to crack that heart. And suddenly, all the walls you build around the heart will be dismantled. Then the seer becomes the seen. The listener becomes the speaker. You become everyone. Whatever you do to any of this, you do to me. That's what Jesus said. You see yourself in everything. Experience the power of your true self. I had this little crack when I was 17 years old. I was not planning to wear this gown. It's the most uncomfortable thing. Because when I was 11, my father asked me, do you want to be a priest? I said, I don't want to be a priest. I want to be a medical doctor. So I went to an ordinary school And I was studying to become a medical doctor. And one day I was in the forest because I love nature. I love the trees. I love African jungle. So I used to withdraw. And something happened on this day. Not now. Something happened that really changed the course of my life. I was sitting and suddenly I disappeared. Not kidnapped. I did what? Disappeared. The I. Not the body. The I. And suddenly, I just realized that there was no separation. Separation is an illusion. Raise up your hand. Can you raise up your hand for me, please? Good. Now, can you raise somebody's hand? Don't touch her, but raise her hand. Don't touch her, raise her hand. But immediately you become the eye in the another person. It's very easy because it's you. It's the same eye. The eye in me is the same eye in you. Taking a different clothing. I realized that I was everything, the stars, the ocean, the trees, the ant, human beings. Oh, it's a beautiful experience. And that was what made me think, okay, let me go and be a priest so that I can share this knowledge. I didn't know that time that I can also share it without becoming a priest, so forgive me, yeah? What am I saying? You are not a drop in the ocean. That's what they taught us in the seminaries. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. And that's what we want to experience. Once you experience yourself, you've experienced the whole of humanity. Because yourself, your core is the source of everything. Are we ready? Let's do a little exercise to wake us up. I want everyone to stand up, please. And turn to your brother or your sister, the one next to you. Turn to the person. If you don't have a partner, then you come to me. But if we are 1, 2, 2, then I can then talk. Find someone, please. Have everyone found one? Okay. Now, I want you to relax yourself. Don't look at me now. You've got to look at the one in front of you. Relax yourself. Take a deep breath. And look into the eyes of the one standing in front of you. Just look into his or her eyes. Just look and see yourself. And forgive yourself. And be yourself. Just look. Look at your beauty. Look at your creation, at your reflection. Now, place your right hand on the person's shoulder. And
look more deeply now. To feel yourself in him or her. Without judgment, just look. Now say to him or her, I am, everyone. I am the I in you. Can we repeat it again? I am the I in you. Can you give the person a hug? Hug yourself, please.
And once we realize this truth, then you understand what Jesus said when someone slaps you on one cheek. What do you do? Do you do it? Boo! Why? Because you've not realized the I in you. Because when you realize the I in you, you realize the same I in her. When you're eating and your teeth beat your tongue, what do? You say, this teeth, mind yourself. Do you do that? There is no judgment. Or do you get a pair of pliers and pluck the teeth out and hit it? No. Why? Because the same I embodying that consciousness. There's no sense of judgment. That's love. When you realize this I in you, it will be natural and spontaneous like a child to love. Because it's your nature. Your nature is love. So we move from I am I, that is realization of your I, to I am the I in you, and to I am the I in all. So we are into a serious business today, but it is not serious. Because if you take it serious, then you miss the mark. And why is it not serious? Because you can never lose it. Bless you, darling. The nature of you. Very simple. What's your nature? Joy. It's very simple. Happiness. Whenever you are miserable, you have moved away from your nature. And that misery is a call. Hey, Patricia, come back to yourself. That's the best sign to know you have stepped out of yourself. And it is a call to move back to yourself. Joy. So, the self is Satchit Ananda. It is pure joy. It is joy consciousness. It is happiness. And that's why we do whatever we want to do. We want to experience joy. We are looking for joy. We are looking for happiness. Today, I have come to tell you what? Stop looking. You are that which you are looking for. So, the knowledge or consciousness or awareness of what? Of what? The self. We call it knowledge. We call it consciousness. We call it awareness of yourself. Brings what? Complete. You know, there are so many types of joy. You get a car today, you have joy, isn't it so? Why? Do you know why? Because you are working for the car. Well, at that time you are struggling to get the car, there is struggle, there is sorrow. And suddenly you drop that struggle. You think it is the car that gave you joy. No, it is because you drop the struggle, then you have joy. Because your now self now comes out. So, we ask ourselves one strong, important question. Why have I come here? Why have I come here? And the answer is to find, to realize my true self. And how? How do you do that? By removing what is not true. So, correct your self, what? Image. That's what we're going to be doing today. So we ask the important question, what is it that covers our true self? What is it that prevents us from experiencing this joy I'm talking about? You say you're talking about joy, but I don't know it. Something must be preventing us from experiencing this. Experiencing this power. Because it is power. When you are joyful, the whole universe dances. It dances around you. Life becomes a celebration. So, I want us to take a little trip back to where we were before time began. Okay? So I want to do this now. I want you to go back. I want you to go back to where you were before time began. Close your eyes, please. So, it means that you have to go beyond this body right now. And go to when you are in your mother's womb. Like a little baby. And go back again to the time before you came into your mother's womb. And go back. Continue going back. Going. Go back to the time where there was nothing. Absolute nothingness. Void. And you were alone. You were alone. Okay. Open your eyes now. Open your eyes. Come back. Come back. Come back. Nothingness. Void. She thought to herself, remember where we are. She thought to herself, how am I going to play with myself? She said, I will divide myself from myself so that I can play with myself. And to divide that, he has to hide himself. He has to cover himself with his body. And cover himself with his body. Say, so, hey. And he keeps on dividing. Same eye. Keeps on dividing itself in order to play with itself. Sit down, darling. So, what are we talking about? You are the genius. Don't push this to any person, anything outside you. You are the absolute absence. And from that absolute absence comes absolute presence. And absolute absence is not nothingness. Absolute absence is. I'm not trying to speak grammar to you, please. This self. life we are talking about is silence. It is nothingness, because that I'm shaking. And this absolute silence, absolute absence, absolute void, nothingness, decided to cover himself with somethingness so that he can experience himself. I want you to get this point. It was one of the crucial points in my spiritual turning. In order to divide yourself from yourself, you have to cover yourself from yourself so that it will seem that you are truly divided, whereas you are indeed indivisible one. Have you seen a dog barking on at himself and in the mirror? Have you seen a dog at the mirror? He sees himself in the mirror. Wow. And when he says, what does the other dog do? He says, and then, whoa! And the other dog does what? Exactly. Then he gets angry. Look, this funny dog, he's barking at me. That's what we do. Because it's your reflection. And science have proved this. Science have proved that in the heart of the atom is what? Nothingness. Absolute void. And from this nothingness, protons and neutrons sprout up and disappear again. They sprout and disappear into what? Nothingness. Don't be afraid, darling. It's your nature. You know, when we talk about nothingness, a Rumi will say, strip yourself. Strip. What does it mean? When the I remains alone as I, that's nothingness. When the I now takes, I am Patricia, I am Anne, I am Francesca. What was your name when you were 2 days old? You don't have a name. It's a stamp. Just as we put this stamp now. We put it. Bam. And you can change this name. You don't have a name. So can someone tell me what is it that covers this yourself? Huh? The body? The body? Yeah? The mind? The thinking? Because the body has really nothing to do. It's the thinking. Because you can be happy with the body. But with the thinking, that true self is what? It's covered. And this mind is so heavy. If you ever suffered from depression, you know how heavy the mind can be. Because you can't even take yourself off the bed. It's so heavy. So what is it that covers us from us? That makes us not to experience this self, this joy? What is it? It's the mind. It is the mind with which you have covered yourself from yourself so that you can enjoy yourself. It's not a bad thing. But what we are trying to do today is for you to understand the nature of this mind. Nothing more. Because the mind is unreality. But it pretends to be reality. While the self is reality, but it seems to be unreality. Because we don't experience the self, but I can experience you. Hey, body. So, but it is hard to experience yourself. So it's what we are doing today is to remove that clothing with which you have covered yourself so that you can experience yourself. how to remove the mind. That's the next question. And this is a practical experience that when you do it, you get the same result. That's why it's scientific. If you do it and you don't get the same result, then don't do it. Okay. So we start from what you should not do in order to do what? Remove their mind. You see yourself in the mirror, huh? And there's some dirt there, and you want to clean it on the mirror. Can you? Don't fight your mind. Don't fight your thought. Don't try to stop them. I'm having a bad thought. Hey, this thought, please, please, please. It is thought that is trying to stop thought, and it can never happen. This is worse still. You want to kill your mind. Don't do it. What should you do? Take a deep breath. Live in the now. The self is in the now. If you lose something, you should find it where you lost it. If you are looking outside where you lost it, you can't find it. Where is the self? Where are you? Now. And how do we live in the now? This is important. You see, I wrote important there. This is important. How do we live in the now? By intentionally resting attention, non-judgmentally, on the here and now. I want all of us to repeat this line. I just want all of us to put consciousness on this statement. Intentionally resting attention non-judgmentally on here and now. There are a few words there. Intentionally. You have to decide to be in here. Rest. What does it mean? I'm scratching my head. I'm here scratching my head. Rest attention on that. That is the seed. That's the key to yourself. Why? Because we are not living in the now. 99.999% of humanity is in their time, in their 99.99% of their time, living either in the past or in the future. Did you brush your teeth this morning? I guess you did. When you were brushing your teeth, did you brush your teeth? You are thinking, oh, the next thing you're going to do, maybe this workshop, you're thinking of how you're going to come. Oh, what's going to happen there? And then you come here, you are thinking of going back home. Being in the now. Passionately, lovingly, tenderly, resting attention in the here and now. That's why I told you the body has no problem. It's the mind. Because the body helps you to rest attention in the now. When the body and the mind are at the same place at the same time, that's consciousness. That's awareness. That's being yourself. And something will happen that will take you beyond yourself. That's why we never leave. Because either we are preoccupied with the past or we are preoccupied with the future, and we never leave now. Because it is those things that present themselves in your life that helps you to realize yourself. You don't need to come to Africa to become like Father Charles. But you have to brush your teeth every day, even whether you are in Africa or you are in Canada. Isn't it so? Why brushing your teeth? Brush your teeth. Did you take a bath today? Did you really take a bath? Are you there? Did you eat? We are living in unawareness. So this is very simple. You are doing prayer, you are praying, you are doing meditation, your mind is elsewhere. Or you are doing it in order to become something. That's a terrible disease. Because you are that which you want to do meditation to become. Just be. Just do it. And something will happen there. You will unlock the seed to eternity. To your true self, to true joy. Suddenly something will blow like a bomb. So every day, every moment becomes an opportunity for you to be yourself. And this can happen. I told Chira, my greatest revelations, my greatest inspiration happened in the bathroom. That's when. Because there, the kids are not worrying me. And I'm just there, pooing. I'm just there. Suddenly, boom! Everything is sacred. Everything. And you need to celebrate this. You need to celebrate the now. You see, if I give you a piece of bread that is stale, will you eat it? You will eat it. Even if you love me so much. The past is stale. Don't live in that stinking past. It's smelling. The now is present. Celebrate. Celebrate now. Forget about the future. Forget about the past. Celebrate now. You will discover something that will amaze you. That is beyond understanding. Okay, let's go forward. Now I'm going to give you seven pillars that will help us to live here in the now. And these pillars are the nature of yourself. These things I'm going to tell you are your true nature. And when you live them, you realize your trueness. You know, because I see a lot of, in Canada, so many people with dogs, eh? And it's really interesting watching this. I watch people. They don't smile at themselves. They don't talk to themselves. But when a person is passing with a dog, say, "Hey, little pretty dog." And the dog connects them. Why? Because the dog's being is just being. You even beat him. He just looks at you like that. Next moment, he calls. Beat somebody, he will not forget it in 20 years. And we are called to be. Nature is teaching us every moment. So, acceptance. I'm okay. You're okay. Accept yourself. Please, dearest. Accept yourself. You are pure. You are. Accept it. Because that's what you are. It's what you are. Whether you reject it or not, it's not going to make a difference. If you say, I'm not it, it will not change you from being it. You know what? I'm not okay. You're okay. That's part of rejection. I'm not okay. This person is okay. This person is okay. But I'm not okay. Or? Another one is what? I'm okay. Something is wrong with you. Something must be wrong with this guy. Why is he behaving like that? Why? Then you have not accepted yourself, because you are the self that you are saying is, something is wrong. And then, the last one, the third one is what? This word is stupid. Nothing is working. Nothing, nothing. I'm not okay. Nothing is okay. Nothing is working in my life. Nothing is working in the office. Nothing is self-rejection. Everything is perfect as it is. So don't try to change it. Be the change. Don't change anything. Moreover, you can't even succeed. Think of how many times people have been trying to change this world, but every day we think it's worse. It's the mind. Everything is perfect. It's just for you to change your vision. So the first pillar is what? Acceptance. Self-acceptance. Accept yourself. Sometimes I go to the mirror and I look at myself and I'm like, hey, you're really beautiful. Eh? Do you know that? And I'm not talking to the body, I'm talking to the self. And I look at you, oh, I'm really beautiful. I'm talking to myself, you. And you know what? Once I say you're really beautiful, the soul resonance takes it. You become beautiful. And you reflect it again. There is an image there. There is an object. Which one is the object? Which one is the image? You are seeing me now. I'm seeing you. So which one is the object and which one is the image? Both are images. The object can never be seen. It's the you-ness. So, non-judgment. I am you. Second pillar is what? Non-judgment. Third pillar is what? The lion is pursuing the child and the child is running to the mother. What is it? Trust. Because the child doesn't even know that the lion is going to destroy both the mother and the child. But that trust makes the child, just makes the mother to defend the child with her last strength. Trust what? Trust the now. Now. Surrender to the now. Surrender to the present. The present is full, it's complete. So when you plant the tree, the seed, what do? You are cooking. What's the best food here in Canada? Rice, yeah? Okay. You put the rice in the fire, and what do? The rice, you think it's comfortable for him? First of all, he thinks, she lost me, so it's warm. Oh, warm, warm water. Suddenly the warmness becomes what? Hotter and hotter. And then he begins to cry. Oh my God, oh my God, remove me, remove me. What do? You ignore the rice and you're doing other things. Suddenly you come back and open the pot. And what do? You check whether the rice is done. If it is not done, do you bring it down? Do you? No. What do? You wait again. Until that time that you know that the rice is done, is cooked. Then what do? You bring it down and then do what? You now eat it. The rice now becomes you. That's patience. Things happen. Things have time. Be patient. Non-striving. Allow the grass to do what? To grow. What do you do for your heart to beat? You say nothing. Very good. What do? When you eat food, what do for it to digest? What do you do for the sun to shine? And if the sun stops shining, just for a second. Are we going to be here? There are so many things that we are not in control. Yet we are in control. When you do what? Let go. When you stop this forcing things to happen. So first pillar is what? Acceptance. Second pillar? Non-judgment. Third pillar? Trust. Fourth pillar? Patience. And the fifth pillar? Non-striving. And the sixth pillar? Have you seen a child? A child. You come back home in the morning. He's seeing you in the morning. You come back in the afternoon. And you're coming back in the evening. It's as if the child has never seen you before in his life. Mommy! And he comes and hugs you. What if it's your husband? Hey, darling, are you back? Boring face. Old face. He's seen old face he's been living with 20 years ago. The child is seeing you for the first time. That's beginner. There's a child in each and every one of us. The beginner's mind. And what is that one? You all know this one now, isn't it so? Let it go. Letting go. Let it go. Just allow the dance to happen. Let it go. So we are going to now talk about practical ways. 9 tender, loving self-awareness practices. There are not just 9. There are many. There are many. But we're just going to pick like 9. Okay? The first one is attentive hearing. When you hear, just hear. Tender, loving awareness of sound. Just listening. Just listening compassionately to what the other person is saying. And you don't need to say anything. Because just that presence, that being in the now, connects to the person's heart and heals the person. Without saying anything, you are speaking. That's what we call attentive what? Hearing. Next one. Attentive what? Touch. So many things we touch, yeah? Not just human beings. We are washing the plates, you're touching, isn't it so? You're driving, you're touching. You're touching somebody. Just hold somebody's shoulder and be attentive to it. Next one. Attentive what? Seeing. Have you tried it before? Just look. Without judgment. Remember what we are talking about? Non-judgmentally resting attention on seeing. That's being in the now. Non-judgmentally resting attention on the act of seeing. Then you become a child. Then something happens. Then the key of yourself is unlocked. Then there's a burst of joy. Just in that resting attention on what? Seeing. Next one is what? Attentive what? Eating. When you eat. Something will happen out there. Eat. It's a moment where you discover yourself. Don't wait until you go to the church or you go to someone or you come for a lecture. Eat. Remember, tender loving awareness in the act of what? Eating. Next one is what? Attentive what? Smelling. Just non-judgmentally, remember. Don't judge it. Don't judge this smell is bad. It is wrong. No. It is just being present to it. Just resting attention on that act of smelling. Next one is what? Attentive what? Thinking. If you try it, you will discover what will happen to you. Just pay attention to your thought. Don't try to stop it. Just rest your attention on what is going around in your mind. What happens? You are now distanced from the thought, looking at it. But when you are in the fire will burn you, isn't it so? When you are outside the fire, looking at the fire has not gone out, but you are enjoying the fire. And the next one is what? How many times do you breathe in a day? So many times. Do you really breathe? Breathe. Breathe. Celebrate your breath. And it will unlock the door to your true self. And suddenly you discover that you breathe through the grass. You breathe through the stars. Your breath is no longer confined to this body. Your breath is universal. Next one is what? Attentive what? Being. When you say, I am, me, just place your right hand on your heart. That's the seat of meanness, isn't it? If you ask a child, come here, he will say what? Do you mean me? He doesn't say, do you mean me? Does he say, do you mean me? Do you mean me? Where does he point the heart? At the heart, me. So, this meanness, just rest attention on. Just me. Not I am anything. Just me. And allow that to happen. That's meditation. Okay, let's go on. Right now, I am absolute presence. Right now, I am okay. Right now, I am complete. Right now, I am what? Okay. Right now, I am. So can we distribute the papers? So we just 5 minutes, we conclude. Distribute papers to everyone. Or you have the papers there. I want you to now just write minimum of 10 attentiveness before I give you 3 ancient secrets to self-awareness. I'll give you an example. You know what you usually do every day? Huh? Like, when I brush, I brush. When I eat, I eat. When I walk, I walk. What's your profession? Huh? Teaching. When I teach, I teach. Which means when you are in front of your peoples, you are there. You are present. So I want you to just write 10 that relates to you as a person. When I cook, I cook. When I sleep, I sleep. When I drive, I drive. When I speak, I speak. When I type, I type. When I snap, I snap. When I brush, I brush. When I pee, I pee. When I poo, I poo. Now, I want you, we have done some awareness cards there for you, but I want you to do your own also. So that you place these things at the strategic places that will remind you, because the essence is forgetfulness. You start and then you forget. Now, when you put, when I poo in your toilet facing you, and then when you sit there, it will remind you when you poo, do what? When you place, when I cook in the kitchen, put it there nicely. And when you are cooking, you are putting consciousness, you are putting awareness, you are putting yourself in the food. The food becomes very tasty. And through that act of cooking, something happens that is beyond understanding. That is the point. Something happened that I cannot say it because it can never be said. This is the key. It is something that we do every day of our lives. But we live in unconsciousness. Then, three ancient secrets of self-awareness. I want to give you three ancient secrets of self-awareness. And if you go by these secrets, I tell you, you know yourself. The first is practice. The second is what? And the third is what? Because all that you have said today is meaningless if you don't practice it. You say, oh, good talk. Good food. But you didn't eat it. Practice. Practice what? What you have written here now. It's simple. You want to read for us what you've written?
When I breathe, I breathe. When I sleep, I sleep. When I enjoy nature, I enjoy nature. When I play with my cat, I play with my cat.
Good. So may we stand up and wrap it up. Take a deep breath, please. You repeat after me. This self-pledge, I put it in my office and in strategic places. It helps me a lot. And I just want you to repeat after me. I pledge to myself today to make tender, loving self-awareness my number one priority. To practice this day, moment by moment. Tender, loving awareness of sound. Tender, loving awareness of touch. Tender, loving awareness of sight. Tender, loving awareness of taste. Tender, loving awareness of breath. Tender, loving awareness of thought. Tender, loving awareness of being. Resting attention non-judgmentally on the here and now. So be it. Thank you.